Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you could take your seats, please. So it is 1 o'clock, and all that I propose to do is to just run through the hearing's actions points that I've identified. For those of you who haven't been present previously, I've made hearings action points in relation to all of the hearings that we've had over the last couple of days. I'm intending that those will be published tomorrow if we can manage it, and by Monday at the very latest, so they will be available online. But I'll just run through them now. In general, I've referred to deadline three, and deadline three is, let me just check, is the 24th of April. Deadline four, which I will also refer to as the 1st of May. If in saying a deadline that you feel that's going to be too tight for you, then please let me know. We can move it back to deadline four. But in general, I'm looking at deadline three on these ones. So I've asked for clarification of the position regarding the potential link west from the existing Chiverton roundabout area to the existing byway open to all traffic 309257. And I've asked for that from Highways England and Cornwall Council by deadline three. Now, that might be something that can fit into the Statement of Common Ground. And I leave it to you to work out how you're going to deal with these. As I say, Statement of Common Ground may be a way forward in relation to all these points. Second would be clarification of the position regarding the potential higher rights link in the area shown on the Rights of Way and Access Plans sheet at Ref Z. That's PR5. And that's again Highways England and Cornwall Council. Summary of the position regarding the section of Short Lanes End Road from St Frieda's to Toborough Hill, forming part of the National Cycle Path. Again, Highways England and Cornwall Council. Summary of the position regarding potential further links east from the northern end of Kenwyn Bridleway 3. And that's simply a summary of position there. I've said again, Highways England and Cornwall Council. Comments on the possibility of additional signage to that proposed at Carland Cross for westbound cyclists at Mitchell to encourage earlier off-road use. And that's, again, Highways England Cornwall Council, and related to that, then, confirmation of the status of the section of route to the east end of the proposed Bridleway VV. I'm asking for that from Cornwall Council by deadline three, with clarification of any additional requirements that may arise from the outcome of that from Highways England and Cornwall Council by deadline four. And then confirmation of the position with regard to the manner in which highways proposed to be stopped up are shown in the draft DCO and whether this would legally achieve the intended outcome. That's a discussion between Highways England and Cornwall Council by deadline three. Further work on the design of the proposed tunnel, with particular focus on the proposed width of the tunnel at Chiverton, for Highways England to feed back by deadline three. And simply a summary of the situation in relation to the proposed overbridge at Chiverton Cross, so that I've just got something in writing to tell me what is proposed, how that would be achieved, and again by deadline three, Highways England and Cornwall Council. Is there anything, any other action points that anyone feels I've forgotten from what we've discussed today that need to be put in? Mr. Boswell.
Julian Boswell for Highways England. I guess just for the avoidance of doubt, these action points are separate but may interlink with the summary of case provisions that we would put in the normal way.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Yes.
Nick Jeans, Access Forum. I wondered if, as an action point, you could get an updated design from Highways England on the Carland A39 crossing and the links either way from that, so we can see exactly what they're proposing after our discussions today.
So do you mean as a more detailed design in terms of the junctions that they were talking about?
I don't mean a sort of detailed engineering drawing, but something that shows the route so that it's clear where cyclists and non-motorised users should be with their, the route from the end of the Mitchell Carland Bridleway, the new one, through the junction to join up with the one on the other side. And what sort of provision they mentioned, possibly putting, making sort of widening the existing footway and putting in refuges of some sort.
Okay.
Just like, it might be useful to see that.
Okay, can I just check whether that's something that's going to be possible?
Ross Cullen for Highways England. Yes, Madam Inspector, as I said, we will be looking to submit our public rights of way and access plans and associated schedule updates to convert that section into the bridleway. We designate it as a bridleway, as we said, and that'll be for deadline 3. If it helps, we can we can share a draft sketch of some form as well to help in addition to that, to just help clarify how we would envisage those movements working, and we can share that with Mr. Jean separately if that ever helps.
Would that help,
Thank,
Mr. Jean?
That would be a big help. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cullen. Mr. Fraser.
Yeah. Robert Fraser, Ramblers. Just to avoid confusion, I think you, on your point number 5 with Link VV, you mentioned the gap at the east end of VV. It should be at the west. I think.
I told you I'm not good with my east and west. So it's a good job you picked me up. Thank you. Okay. All right. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there's nothing further, then it just remains for me to thank you all for your time this morning, and those of you who have been involved over the last few days also. I wish you all a safe journey home. The hearing is now closed.